Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from two short passages of Scripture in the Psalms. First, Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. I'm going to read that again. Teach us to number our days aright, or well, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And now Psalm 39, verses 4 and 5. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. You made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath. A number of years ago, Barbara Bush said this: at the end of your life, you will never regret not having passed one more test, winning one more verdict, or not closing one more deal. You will regret time not spent with a husband, a child, a friend, or a parent. I've read that statement from our former First Lady many, many times before, and it always hits me right between the eyes, reminding me again that I need to do a better job with the important people and the important things in my life. I've had recent reminders about that with my bride's recent bout with cancer, and now dear friends, two of them battling cancer, and another friend in Atlanta battling and fighting step by step and making progress to defeat COVID, and another friend who unexpectedly passed on into heaven a few days ago. Reminders all. And all of that leads me to share with you again this moment with my elder granddaughter from a number of years ago. We were outside in our pool area, Linda and myself and Hannah, at the time our only granddaughter and our elder granddaughter. I had seen that faraway look in Hannah's eyes before and since. I always hope it's not something that's troubling her and always want to take it from her and carry it myself if it's something that's bothering her. All granddads want to do that, I'm sure. Sometimes my elder granddaughter would tell me what she was thinking about, and sometimes she wouldn't. She would usually tell her Mimi, though, Linda, what was on her mind, and for that I was always thankful and still am. What are you thinking about, Hannah? I asked her. She seemed so deep in thought. She was only 5 at the time, but she could get in those deep thought moments like no one I knew. I leaned back in my chair, hoping to reel her focus back in from somewhere way beyond where we were sitting. We had been swimming, Hannah, her Mimi, and myself, and had just finished eating hot dogs from the grill along with the usual stuff that goes with them when I had suggested that she and her Mimi go ahead and swim one more time before bedtime, and I would go ahead and clean up the dishes and put all the stuff away. That's when Hannah seemed to go into her deep thought moment. They were living in Tampa at the time, and it was a few weeks before her younger sister, Ellie Kate, was to be born. And we had the joy of having Hannah with us for a few more days. It would be her last trip to Mimi's for the summer before she was scheduled to start back to school. And we were filling each day to capacity with all the things that she loved to do, especially this, her last day with us, while still trying to hold fast to her 8 p.m. bedtime that her parents had set. We did. We tried. We didn't always make it, but we tried. I was thinking of something, Granddaddy, but wasn't going to say it because I didn't want to hurt your feelings, she said. Her face was its usual soft and radiant face with her usual gentle concern reflected all over it. That's okay, Hannah. What were you thinking? Well, Gran, she began. Gran is the term of endearment, a shortened version of Granddaddy, which she normally called me back then. But she usually saved grand for a very serious moment with me when she felt that she needed my full attention to make a point. Well, Gran, you could clean up while Mimi and I were swimming. Or I was thinking that you could do that after I went to bed so you could swim with us too. A mixture of tears and laughter bubbled up from deep within me as they did a moment ago, and they always do. And as I looked back then at Linda, whose facial expression betrayed her agreement with her granddaughter's wise words, remembering her own efforts through the years to get me to slow down a bit and enjoy more of those once-in-a-lifetime moments, reminding me during key times as Nathan was growing up to stop, to go to Nathan, to spend time with him, which I did, and I learned something that I never learned when I was younger. Today, Hannah is a senior in college, and I don't know, my friends, where the days have gone. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom, the psalmist said. I don't think Linda ever realized that I would be such a slow learner when she agreed to marry me so many years ago. So many times she has redirected me to what was most important in life, to the people that are most important in my life. Yet even though I've gotten so much better at recognizing those special moments and special people, I still had trouble realizing that they usually come without fanfare and come without fancy wrappings, yet they are precious, the most precious people and moments, legacy moments, like swimming with my granddaughter as the dirty dishes waited on the counter until later that night, moments that may never come again. Maybe you can identify with what I'm saying. You know what? I suspect that you can. What is the legacy you want to leave with your life? One filled with smiles and memorable imprints all over the lives around you, or one filled with regrets of too many missed moments? Reba McEntire sang a song a few years ago which has haunted me about those moments which may never come again. To embrace moments of loving others, starting right where you are. Here are a few lines from her song, If I Had Only Known. If I had only known it was the last walk in the rain, I'd keep you out for hours in the storm. I would hold your hand like a lifeline to my heart. Underneath the thunder, we'd be warm. If I had only known, it would be our last walk in the rain. My friends, I pray that today you will get better, better than I was that day with Hannah. And I pray that we together will all get better at recognizing the special moments and the special people in our lives. I pray that we will learn that the dishes, the lawn, and the housework will keep, and that we will see that all the work from the office earmarked as so important pales in comparison to those once-in-a-lifetime moments with our spouse, with someone else special in our lives, with our children, grandchildren, and godchildren, with students and coaches, players that you influence, with coworkers so special, and with friends God has given us in life. Important and eternal moments never to come again. Moments where we seize the opportunity to build a legacy of no regrets and of changed lives. And so, I pray that we will leave the dishes for later and work for another day. That we will learn that we can't fix everything. That no longer will we think of reasons which delay and postpone and preempt and cause us to forever miss those once in a lifetime memory-making moments that are right in front of you and me, at least for now. You have to find room for some of that other stuff. I get that. I really do. But at the end of the day, all of that other stuff, as I said, pales in comparison to the precious moments we may never get again. And I pray that expressions like these won't mark and define your days or mine anymore. Expressions like, We'll save it for a rainy day. Or let's save it to use on a special occasion. Or we can do it tomorrow. I'll call her another day. Or if I had only known. Or someday we'll have to do that. Or one of these days I'm going to. Expressions, I hope, which will all begin to fade from your vocabulary and mine as you notice and start to experience and live out the precious once-in-a-lifetime moments which are all around you. Here are a few more verses from the song by Reba McEntire. You were the treasure in my hand. If I had only known I'd never hear your voice again. If I had only known it was the last night by your side. If I had only known, oh, the love I would have shown. If I had only known. So, hey, here we go. Let's all agree. Beginning today, February 9th, 2021, no more excuses. None are good enough from this day forward. No more regrets. And I pray that you and I will recognize those precious moments and opportunities before us and all around us, which are gifts from our God above that may never come again. Never. As I think back now on that moment with Hannah, I didn't even notice the dishes and the food still sitting on the counter where we had left them as I tossed my precious granddaughter into the pool for the fourth time and waited for her to say, when her head bobbed to the surface of the water, "One more time, Granddaddy, just one more time." And on and on and on it went into the evening, probably past 8 p.m. Just one more time, again and again and again. You know, even slow learners eventually learn. Thank God. Guys, let's commit together today to do better from this day forward, living a life and leaving a legacy of no regrets. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for these precious friends. Thank you for this moment, this reminder, which is all around us, of those moments in life, those special, precious moments of life and people that you give us that we need to embrace. And this once-in-a-lifetime moment, that's moments that are before us and people, help us, Lord, to see them. Keep poking us. Keep drawing us and pulling us to them so that we remember, so that we all of a sudden start doing it. Automatically, we see them, Lord, and put in perspective what's really important in life. We ask you to lift up that friend in Atlanta, getting better and better, but still fighting for every breath and increasing his steps of progress. We ask you to be with that family who's lost a loved one. We ask you to just be with all of us as we move forward, as you show us, Lord, those things before us and those people before us that we'll never get again, and help us to embrace them. As I ask, Lord, keep poking us so that we might see what's important, so that we will number our days aright, as the psalmist said, and make the most of these moments and leave fingerprints of memories all over the lives. Leave a legacy that makes a difference in that way. Thank you. Go with us, show us, poke us, be with us, Lord, as we move forward to be all that you want us to be, so that we can help others be all that you want them to be. Thanks for loving us, and especially thank you for your son. And it's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.